Police in Israel said today that Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish settler in the West Bank yesterday. It's the 34th such fatality since the Palestinian uprising began 9 months ago, and the latest evidence that the 15-day-old ceasefire brokered by the United States is collapsing. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports thousands of Jewish settlers have had enough of the violence and would like to leave the settlements.
From the back porch of Fanny Yecheskeli's house in the Jewish settlement of Rimonim in the West Bank, you can see the Palestinian towns of Jericho and Ramallah in the distance. Closer is a sweeping desert landscape. But she doesn't often enjoy the view. She says she's so scared of a terrorist attack that she keeps the house shuttered and her children inside as much as she can. A month ago, a 21-year-old girl from the settlement was killed in a drive-by shooting. The past 9 months of the Intifada have changed Yecheskeli's life dramatically. Her two young children, aged 6 and 4, haven't seen their grandparents, who live near Tel Aviv, less than an hour away, since the violence began. She quit her job as a secretary in Jerusalem, just a half hour away, because she's terrified to travel. Her son Ben takes a cell phone on the bus that takes him to school in Jerusalem every day. He calls when he arrives at school and when he leaves.
Living here used to be like living in paradise, but now it's become impossible. We can't go out, we're afraid. There's either throwing rocks or shooting at us. We don't want to stay here anymore.
Yecheskeli says now that the school year is finishing, at least a dozen of the 130 families in the settlement are planning to move to Israel proper. Some are renting apartments, others moving in with parents or in-laws. She says she's organized a group of 30 families that want to leave the settlement at least until the violence ends. But she says they can't afford to continue to pay their mortgage and rent an apartment in Israel. She says the government should pay the rent.
I voted for Ariel Sharon because he promised peace and security, but he is not giving us either of those. Maybe it will be easier for him to give us money.
Karen Eisenberg lives in the Jewish settlement of Eli between the Palestinian towns of Ramallah and Nablus. She says she moved there partly because she found a community she liked and partly because she believes that living there helps Israel hold on to the land it captured in the 1967 war. Every morning she puts her 5-year-old son on a bulletproof bus for an hour trip to kindergarten in a different settlement. She panics every time he's 10 minutes late. And she says that other than school, she has significantly cut down on her trips outside the settlement.
I can't say I don't think twice before I travel. I can't say I don't think twice before I put my children in the car. As much as, again, it's the conflict between not wanting to let this affect your life and the fact that, as in reality, it has to affect your life.
Some families have spent hundreds of dollars on flak jackets. Others go even further, spending thousands to bulletproof their cars. An Israeli map maker has published a map detailing spots where Jewish settlers have been attacked in drive-by shootings and offering alternative routes through the West Bank and Gaza. Jewish settlers are upset about the map, saying it could encourage more attacks. A poll in the Yedioth Ahronot newspaper last week found that 19% of the 200,000 Jewish settlers in the West Bank and Gaza are ready to leave immediately. Another 25% would consider leaving if drive-by shootings continue. Most of those who want to leave are those who came more for the quality of life rather than those who came to colonize the occupied territories. Down the road from Yecheskeli's house in Rimonim is the settlement swimming pool. On a recent afternoon, most of the swimmers are from the nearby religious settlement of Michmash. Kati Cohen immigrated to Israel from France a few years ago, and she says she has no intention of leaving the settlement. We really believe that this is our land, she says. We have faith that God wants us to be here. Even if we left, where would we go? To Tel Aviv? It's just as dangerous there. The international community considers settlements to be illegal, but in the religious settlements like Eli and Michmash, many say they're fulfilling God's will by living there. Jewish settler spokeswoman Yehudit Tayar says dozens of families have even moved into the religious settlements in the last few months. She says the settlers who live in Yesha, the Hebrew acronym for the West Bank, are like the first Zionists who settled Israel after its independence.
Look, it's the backbone of the country. The people that have the fortitude and the strength and determination to protect the land are the ones that are protecting all of us. And We're all in this together. I mean, it was a handful of people that drained the swamps of the Chula Valley. It was a handful of people that came to Israel to settle it. So it's the strongest of us that stay, and it will be the strongest of us that stay in Yesha.
But a growing number of settlers do want to leave, at least temporarily. They say the government has two choices: either make the roads safe or help them find a safer place to live. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Rimonim in the West Bank.